Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about where can I look for parts for heavy equipment. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to podcast. When your car shows up some problems and your mechanic tells you that you have to change a part of it, it makes every sense to go ahead and change just that part that has gone fault and not the entire car. Similar, when it comes to heavy equipment, you got to fix the problems by changing a particular part of the machine. Only if a mechanic asks you to, for sure, and not ponder into the idea of buying a whole new brand new machine. We all understand how important of heavy equipment is to construction work and what the amount of loss or production may occur if they fail to get the machine worked when it is ready and needed. Therefore, the first rule should be to take the assistance of a mechanic whenever you see a problem developing in your machine. And if the mechanic detects the problem is due to a part of the machine that has gone faulty, you should waste no time and get it replaced. Now the question is where you got to look for the parts of the heavy equipment? Well, that should not be a problem as they have plenty of options available from where you can procure heavy machinery parts. Number one, look for it at the local dealership. Once you know what exact part that you want or need, you need to reach out to the local dealership, heavy equipment dealer, and check if they have that part available with them. Most of the time, you may find that the parts, but at times you got to inform them about it so that they can get it ordered and ship it at their place from the company's inventory. Now, most of the heavy equipment stores that see our local dealers and our tend to deal with the selling of heavy equipment and its parts for almost all major heavy equipment companies. So there may be possibilities that you may run out of stock for that part that you're looking for, or you may have it some other brand that will not go well with that machine. Again, buy it from the dealership or an aftermarket or used parts. I mean, there is options out there for some manufacturers. This is when they get it ordered directly from the store. This procedure may take some time with it, which it is that imperative that you consult with your mechanic as soon as you see the heavy equipment developing issues, so that if at all of the delivery of the part takes some time, you still have the machine running and do not have to sit tight doing nothing. You know, production is everything in this business. Buy the part online. You know, there's plenty of options out there to buy stuff online. Just in case you do not get the part of a heavy equipment at a local dealership, you can get to know that they will take a long time to ship. You know, it could be that they take a long time to ship, so you got to look elsewhere. You can very well shop online. While you are shopping online for the part, you can get more options that you may not find with the local dealer. So before you place an order or buy it from them, please make sure that the time the seller will take to ship the item and when it will reach you. You may even be able to compare the price of the part with the dealer's quotation and may take the best call or buy the best part for that price. Again, there's other options out there. You can go to other, you know, Machinery Trader has a parts connection that you can get involved with and get on there and see if that part's there. Again, there's plenty of options on the internet. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.